B-Pod Studios.
WBQT, WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot
96.9. Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The winners at Hollywood's biggest night. Good news for Power fans, and find out how Harley Quinn did at the box office. In the juice, things getting real messy with Neo and his wife. Leroy at your sports.
It's officially a new day for the Sox, and that's not necessarily a good thing.
But first, it was Hollywood's biggest night, and Parasite was the big winner. It took home Best Picture, and it's actually the first foreign language film to win Best Picture. Also won Best International Feature, Best Original Screenplay, and Bong Joon-ho won Best Director. I haven't seen it, but I've heard really, really good things about it. As expected, Joaquin Phoenix won Best Actor for Joker, and Renee Zellweger won Best Actress for Judy. Brad Pitt, Best Supporting Actor for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Laura Dern, Best Supporting Actress for Marriage Story. Yes.
You know, while watching, I realized I've stepped my movie going game up.
Because you had seen more of the Best Pictures?
About 75% of the movies that were either nominated and the ones that won, I'm like, I've seen them all.
Really?
Yeah, and I have to thank you for that.
Well, I was slacking this year because I think I had seen Joker and Little Women out of the Best Picture category. I was Toy Story 4. Very excited about that one. Best Animated Feature Film. And speaking of animation, I was so happy for Hair Love, which won Best Animated Short Film, because I personally feel like I won because way back, it was like a couple years ago, where they had a Kickstarter for this, and I donated
the
Kickstarter. Yep. So I feel like I won. More about Hair Love coming up in good news, so keep it there for that. Speaking of good news, Power is now over, and we know who killed Ghost.
No,
I won't be Romero. But there's more Power on the way. Starz has ordered 3 more new shows in addition to the one that will star Mary J. Blige and Method Man. So there's Power Book 3, Raising Kanan, which is a 90s prequel. Power Book 4, Influence, that's about the character of Rashad Tate. And Power Book 5, Force, which will focus on Tommy leaving New York for good. I know nothing about Power because I don't watch it, but I know this made a lot of people happy.
Oh, yeah.
And Birds of Prey was the number one movie over the weekend. The Harley Quinn movie made $33.3 million, which is actually lower than projected. It was expected to make about $45 million, with some saying around $60 million. All right, in the juice, apparently Neo and his wife Crystal are getting divorced, and looks like things are getting real messy. So some people have said that they've been having issues for a while, but there's other reports that are saying that, you know, they were fine as of like New Year's Eve, and he posted about her and was praising her and talking about pushing through the hard times. They were definitely a couple that were always out there like, oh, I love you, you know.
It's a cold world, man. Smoochy.
Well, Crystal left him. Also appears that she's filing for divorce real soon. And Neo had posted a clip of him singing a new song. And in it, his wedding rings move to his pinky finger. And the song talks about turning a wedding ring into a pinky ring.
That's a pimp move right there. He tried to be a player.
Yeah, well, he got played because Crystal did a little bit of trolling and did Instagram Live with a male friend showing off a ring on his pinky finger and asking the friend if he'll be a date for Valentine's Day. So let's hope this doesn't go too bad, you know, for the sake of their two kids.
Children, right.
And Snoop Dogg speaking out again about his comments about Gayle King over this whole thing. Talk about messy is getting crazy. Over her interview with Lisa Leslie, where she asked her about the Kobe Bryant rape allegations. And Snoop got a lot of support for his comments on one hand. But on the other hand, a lot of other people thought that his comments were threatening. So he's now responded again and said this.
Tops, hold up, though. This big Snoop Dogg. Here's a message for the people that need to know. I'm a nonviolent person. When I said what I said, I spoke for the people who felt like Gayle was very disrespectful towards Kobe Bryant and his family. Now, with that being said, what I look like wants some harm to come to a 70-year-old woman. I was raised way better than that.
First of all, she ain't 70.
Stupid,
and he says, no, he doesn't mean any harm. But originally, he did say, before we come get you. So that's where, you know, a lot of people had issues. So anyway, all right, here's Leroy with your sports.
All right, the Bruins, they dropped one to the Red Wings, 3-1. While in the NBA, the Celtics, they snuck past the Thunder, 112-111. The new football league, the XFL, that made its debut over the weekend. And real talk, y'all, it wasn't bad at all. It wasn't bad, Pebbles. It was actually pretty good.
Really?
Yes, it was pretty good. 3.3 million people watched the opening game between the DC Defenders and the Seattle Dragons. I was a part of that number. And again, don't hate on the XFL. Give it a chance. It was pretty good. And after some uncertainty, the Mookie Betts and David Price trade to the Dodgers is complete. It's a sad day. A lot of fans aren't happy about this, including myself. And now former teammates are expressing themselves too. Jackie Bradley Jr. is one. If you go to his Instagram page, you'll see he's pretty much just saying goodbye to his two good buddies. Aww. And then Mookie jumped on it, and it's just a love fest going back and forth. Aww. You can tell they're going to miss each other, but it is what it is. It's done, and so it's time to move on. Nothing professional going on tonight, but the Beanpot final tonight between Northeastern.
Hey, Northeastern.
That's right, and BU. It goes down at the Garden. The puck drops at 7:30, and that's your sports.
All right, and leaving you with some good news. So last month, you might remember the story of DeAndre Arnold, a high school senior from Texas, who drew national attention after school officials told him that he wouldn't be able to walk at his graduation if he did not cut his dreadlocks. Well, he ended up walking the red carpet last night. Nice. At the Oscars. So he and his family were invited by Matthew Cherry and Karen Rupert Tolliver, the director and producer behind Hair Love, which won Best Animated Short. And in his speech, Cherry mentioned DeAndre, saying that Hair Love was done because they wanted to see more representation in animation. Mm-hmm. And that there's an important issue out there, the Crown Act, and if they can help get it passed in all 50 states, it'll help stop a story like DeAndre's from happening. Really? I love it.
The Get Up Crew. Get Up Crew.
On the all new 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.